Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Absolutely, it's 25 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Today is my day indeed. I'm a blessed man. And why do I say that? Simply because I've just spoken to Mpo. Now I'm going to talk to another Mpo. And Mpo simply means a gift. So I'm blessed to be speaking to another Mpo. This time around, Kim Mpo, David Malatse, Mpoza.
I'm
blessed.
I'm highly favored.
If I can talk to them, but there's no coincidence in the spirit, realm.
Yeah,
it's prophetic.
But impossible in that impossible.
Hey.
Impossible.
Hey.
Impossible.
Impossible. Impossible. Impossible. Impossible. Hey, women
trainer. Impossible. Impossible.
Impossible. Impossible. Impossible. Impossible. There is nothing impossible. Impossible.
Hey, yeah,
no. Hey, good to say hi to our listeners at home.
Good evening, my beloved listeners at Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
I pray and hope that you are well kept under the mercies and the grace of God. And so is this anointed servant of the Most High God, Pastor Godfrey Moabi, evening man of God.
Evening, sir. Thank you very much for your blessings. We receive the blessings, Brian, because they don't just come in money, in a form of money. And sometimes
the greetings itself
it can make somebody, get out of their beds and leave and get out of their sickness or whatever situations they find themselves in and experience their breakthroughs. Because it depends on who is speaking and with whom is that person speaking with. So I know that greater is he who's in you. And the one that is in the world.
We are grateful. And the evil one that is roaming around this world.
We are grateful. That's why we are praying. And the Bible says we should never cease to pray.
We're going
through a lot of things. And I don't know why prayer has always been attacked like this. If there is something that has been attacked in the churches, is prayer. I've never seen that happening to music. Almost everybody would want to grab the mic and sing and all that, but not everybody would like to go down on their knees and pray. Prayer has always been very uncomfortable, more especially to the flesh. And unfortunately, the enemy, I'm not praising him in any way, but he somehow succeeded in seeing to it that he destroys prayer in the church's life, and also destroyed prayer in individuals' life. Like right now, we are facing this issue of COVID-19, and the people who have been praying, they find themselves out in the street because they've been retrenched, and they're asking themselves questions. But I've been praying, I've been a prayer warrior, I've been praying for the whole night prayer, but here I am with him, okay, with him in all these things. These are some of the things that I believe can discourage people from praying, Fundis. And we shouldn't be discouraged, right?
Muti, that's our need. The only thing about prayer is that it is the deciding factor whether you are still standing or you have fallen. Prayer is the only tool tailoring it is able to expose. That's why it is so highly attacked, not only from the physical realm, but also from the spiritual realm. And that's why Motuya willing agabi na muruti and Motuya willing agarera. Motuya willing ubexayile for years, agape for my miracles, is sitting at the faker. But Motuya willing agarape. That's one thing, Eloring, Eli exposer, the false prophet of our lifetime, that, okay, it means then if now there are some, you know, products now involved, these products, they came to replace the power of prayer. And people, Baba Kenya didn't talk a hanong baskeba kola barapela, minato timiti, asarapeletu, oile irapeletu, baslapa irapeletu, sakatuku irapeletu, fatuku irapeletu, you name them all. I think the little shoelace irapeletu. So now, yeah, osakoka, or mutona akarapela, anyway and anyhow. But having said that, man of God, it will be, we'll be quoting things out of context if we won't go into the Navigator, which is the Word of God tonight, from the book of Acts, chapter number 16. I just want to quote the only four verses, and I'll read from verse number 25. And it says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundation. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Let me repeat this. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew he sought to kill himself, but Paul shouted to him, stop, don't kill yourself, we are all here. Now, this is one of the most, you know, known and quoted scriptures from time to time, and of course, but I just want us to take a different angle to, tonight and with my beloved listeners, and I also want to encourage them, Rudy or Baskeba Khatala, to keep on, you know, phoning us and, you know, sending those messages. We are here for them. We are here for them. And but this is the situation now where we see Paul and Silas, Rudy, in a very difficult situation of their lifetime. They are locked up. They are in prison. But while they are there, we don't see them testifying. We don't see them preaching. We don't see them performing miracles, you know. We don't see them delivering, you know, people from demons. All that we saw is that around midnight, that then when we talk about midnight, we talk about the 0 hour. You know, 1 hour that is highly neglected by many. You know, when you talk about midnight hour, which is the 0 hour, but they don't take initiative to register their names there. And the reason why it's called 0 hour is because Haina ownership. When you look at your digital watch, you know, immediately at 12 o'clock, it is 00000. But now it is 4 zeros there. And now, because it is 4 zeros, that means Haina Mangayo. So everybody is allowed to go there. Satanists, they are allowed to go there. Witches, wizards, you name them all. They are allowed to go there. And
the if no when you fail. No
yeah, it is no man's hour. It is 0 hour.
Yeah.
So one needs to go there and register his name. So we see now during that 0 hour, Paul and Silas engaged into prayer, you know. And also they were worshiping, they were singing hymns, but their singing was influenced by prayer. There is a lot of singing these days, but there is no aroma of prayer, you know, all these hymns. And there is a lot of preaching. Eloquently so, people, they know how to put with, you know, playing around with words and, you know, quoting Greek and Hebrew, you know, Latin and you know, but still. Well, there is something missing there because there is no aroma of prayer. So, but we thank God about these two men because while they were praying, they were also singing. And now their singing was influenced by the aroma of prayer. And the Bible says the prisoners were listening. And the Bible says suddenly, in a twinkle of an eye, there was a massive earthquake. But if I only be looking at earthquake in Amoruti, or na high trauma, and my beloved listener, the Bible says the prison was shaken to its foundation. Now, this sets all the records now, where when you pray, and you pray because you are influenced by the Spirit, you are propelled by the Spirit of God to pray during the midnight hour, during the 0 hour. So your prayer is got the power to shake, you know the foundations. It doesn't matter or not what kind of foundations it doesn't matter what kind of prison you are locked up, I mean right inside of it. It might be the prison of yourself. There are people by Lori but if you can engage into the 0 hour experience, the foundations of that prison will shake. So the Bible says the foundations, suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations, and all the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Now here is something that is you know highly impossible, that these other ones were not singing, they were not praying, but they were only listening. But when the miracle took place, libo namuruti And now this is something that was hidden from us as the church. The reason why, the enemy, he comes with all the tricks to influence our model and our style of prayer, is because he knows if we can pray on point, if we can pray Murutuaka addressing, you know, the challenges that we are facing, and we pray by hitting the mark, then yes, he's in serious trouble. That is why you cannot pray Muruti if you have some internal issues that you never dealt with. Mm. I think I once said this, Muruti Uri, there is a level of wickedness, you know. Eloring, it is hidden in there. And many people, they thought that they can manage that by just going to church and sugarcoating it and pretending as if it is not there. Mm. But unfortunately, that level of wickedness, we manage as well. And now, this is where now when you engage into this kind of prayer, you need to engage into it while you are, I mean, highly connected to yourself, highly connected to your inner self, and also dealing directly while you are connected to the light, because it is only when you are connected to the light where everything that is supposed to be inside of you will be highly, you know, exposed. And we see now many people engaging into prayer and they'll come back and say, Maratapeleka Raibere.
We talked about how prayer has been attacked in the churches, and how many prayer groups have been started, and how many of them are still, you know, working today. We're praying for this as husbands and wife and as families, but 3 months down the line, That network is gone, Fundis. That's how serious, the prayer has been, you know, the issue of prayer has been attacked in our churches today.
Tapelo Muruti came to an individual. Many people, they make mistakes. Tapelo came to an individual. It's something alluring. Each and everyone need to deal with it privately. So, and that is why during his lifetime, as Alekolefasin, Morena Jesu, the Bible says he will forever separate himself from the masses only for prayer. I mean, he will spend time with the sinners, he'll spend time with the Pharisees, he'll spend time with the the tax collectors. But hunonalenako. Hearing high sheba go watching, Linakasika little, come, mole, abba, twakarabatuar, now, ena kinapoya worry, kitamaye and purify and immerse myself in the light. Because yes, I can surround myself with many people, but we need to understand that everyone carries, you know, a different energy. And unfortunately, many people, they carry negative energy. Something alluring, when you find yourself around them, you know, or surrounding to each one like a crab. I want to say, when you happen to find yourself surrounded by them, because many people, unfortunately, they carry this negative energy. And negative energy, the level of wickedness. And now people, they don't realize that, Dori. The devil sometimes that we are fighting is hidden right in the inside of us, because he knows exactly where the black spot is. He knows exactly where our weaknesses are. He knows exactly where we are. And now if we don't address those things thoroughly, our prayers remain, you know, ineffective because now, there are people who are barapela, ba ite marata, ba ite utoro, but one every time ba ile tapelo, but there is nothing alluring. It is worrisome in the kingdom of darkness, because still, even when they pray, they are still struggling with the spirit of jealousy. They are still struggling with the spirit of bitterness. They are still struggling with the spirit of arrogance, you know, you name them all. Hence, you said what happened to all, you know, those groups. While we look down upon each other, while we are influenced by the spirit of, you know, insecurity, where you want to be seen. Tapelo ke ntho e le re motho o deala le yona privately. And that is why even when you are working, you can pray. While you are working, you can pray. While you are driving your car, you can pray. It's not something e le re go kamile o etele te mamoruti ha o tla Jesu o na re ha tswa a o rapela o na sa vuthi. Until they decided, one of the disciples decided to say to God, but Rabbi, no man, we're born every time out, we're born rooted this tree. I mean, we're born to all the techniques where you can raise the dead, we're born to the techniques where you can heal the sick, you can deliver people from demons, but this one, there is too much power into this one. This way we see when Paul and Silas were praying, the foundation, see, Satronko, dileta sisiyea. Una lento tenga dase batu, but dila lento ona muruti muabi. Especially bona batu bana bamu dimo bai bitam bazeiksi. Bazeiksi badila lento tenga taha holo muruti teloring. They were not thoroughly addressed. There are issues there of identity. There are issues there teloring. You know, the truth was not thoroughly unpacked. I mean, there are issues there teloring dileta etala while people were still young. And those things were not properly handled. You name them all. And while people, they step into the, you know, crown, their salvation, they want to sweep those things away as if they never exist. And that is where now the mistake now be, it becomes, because if you want to treat any situation abnormally as normal, you are going, yes, but nowhere. Because now, as long as that situation is there, there is nothing that you can really accomplish in your lifetime. And this is why you saw too much stagnancy in the churches, especially when you look into the people who decided to follow, you know, these false prophets and people by saying, well, now they can perform miracles. Body miracle money, our mruti waga, mruti mwadi. Imagine that also, how was how much security chalet how
muruti pefe o sapa ka 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 chalet o itse ke mbandi
a muruti ma sapa mo phatse la o so to motu tsuba dipatse mara ka nnete o so ke se joanti and people believe that and how ro lebella batho ba ba di bantwe. It is not the people by luring, you know, banabasa kikereki. These are the people by luring, some of them, they were even praying in tongues. And when you try to trace their roots or all of these people, these are the people by luring, they were judgmental, condemning, lashing, you know, upon people by luring. They were struggling with the weaknesses. Hi, luring, you can be exposed by some of the mistakes that you did. Until in the kingdom of God, we know you are being rendered useless. But now, these are the people. By then, they left everything and followed all these jumbo mambo. And now you ask yourself why. It's because there were certain things in their lives. But I mean, telling they never stood the ground to deal with them. That there are issues in Murudi saying, how deal a little on? How can I wait till the rata? We deal a little on silently because the lapale ling ling lina le satane ya tei. And mutuomo lomo niya seba satane ya mo chwanti. When you see this devil face to face, you can never play a blame game. When you're facing some challenges in your life, you start blaming others or no. No, glory. This is the devil of my father or the devil of my mother. And this is where now, when Paul and Silas were praying during the 0 hour, they were able, you know, to shake the foundation of the prison. And when the prison foundations were shaking, even the prisoners, by Lord, worship, but they were part and parcel of that worship because they were listening. There are people by Lord, they are tithing, but there are people by Lord, they call themselves staunch Christians, but yet, we need to reach to another level of prayer, where when we pray, we have already settled the score, which each and everything personally. If we want people by luring, they are full of arrogance. If we want people by luring, they think highly of themselves. If we want people by luring, you know, people, you know it all kind of people. You go to and now this is where the challenge even thing or now. How can we reach out to many? How can we win souls to Christ if we are lashing out to them, we are condemning them, we are judging them, and then we see them as if bona they don't qualify. Haba lukelwa kimuhawo. Immediately when we reach that point and level, that means to say, Liruna, haruso ubo nikama akumu hawo munamuti. Because of time.
Yeah, relevo hile mfundis. Hey, yeah, so to ito reese ile ganiti ya ni mfundis.
Yeah, and you want to say, so I give you pie pie.
Yaga, uko mfundis, ya, no, ra, uko. Mfundis, how about that more information about Gra Kokai?
Muruti is 072.
Mm-hmm.
316-317.
072-316-317. Facebook.
More Facebook, Muruti, Kim Paul, David Malate. And then Kiatola Alapeko How TV.
Hey, brother man, celebrity. Yarbulele, where can you find
you? Wajima Mpale Mahau Fela Tati. Yeah, every Sunday, 265 DSTV.
Sunday?
There's a program there.
Sunday. Oh, okay.
And then on Thursday, it is repeated at 2:30.
All right.
To 3:30. It is called Family Altar.
Okay.
Where humanity meets divinity.
All right. How TV, Sunday, 5 and 6.
Yes, 5 to 6 o'clock.
Yes, all right, Murituak. Batla o batla o batla o batla o batla o level like here.
Murutuaka, ha re ne re thusane Murutuaka ne re thusaneng ntwa ena re ka ihlola ka thape.
Muruti re lebogile.
Shalom.
All right. Ke Muruti David Malatsi 0723163117. Aibe broko ko bana mana kong etlang. Up next Hlalanathi.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.